today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of today's special from IRIB English Radio, Salam. Welcome. This is another episode with a new topic that is greed in Islamic point of view. Today, Wednesday. Yes, today is 27th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar-Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar-Hijri calendar, and the 10th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Third, this is verse 35 of chapter At-Tawbah from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it, then we'll learn more about it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يوم يحمى عليها في نار جهنم فتكوى بها جباههم وجنوبهم وظهورهم هذا ما كنزتم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون.
The day when it will be heated in the fire of hell and seared therewith will be their foreheads, their flanks, and their backs. It will be said, "This is what you hoarded for yourself. So taste what you used to hoard."
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The retribution of amassers of wealth. This holy verse points to one of the chastisement of such people in the next world. It is in that situation that the angels of punishment would tell them that is the same thing that they amassed for themselves in the form of treasures and did not spend it for the deprived in the way of Allah. As a result of their deed, they should taste what they used to treasure and find the evil consequence of it. Once more, this verse emphasizes on this fact that the deeds of human beings will not vanish. The deeds of persons will remain for the next world.
Allahumma ya wasi' al-maghfira, yaghfir li, ya Rabb. Allahumma ya wasi' al-rahma.
Greed in the Islamic point of view is the topic of this part. Material inclination arises from uncontrollable greed because of the imaginary happiness that it creates. Greed is considered as a factor which brings misery into the lives of men. As a result, man disregards everything and sacrifices all moral traits in this quest towards gathering wealth until finally the feelings of want become rooted deep in his soul. Dr. Schopenhauer said it is rather difficult to define the inclination which are related to acquiring wealth because individual satisfaction varies greatly and there is not a defined scale by which people's want can be judged. Some people are satisfied with the small amounts of money that meet their necessities, while others complain about their unhappiness despite their abundant wealth.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about greed and its consequences from an Islamic point of view. Imam Baqir alayhi salam gave the following description of the greedy man. An example of the greedy man of this world is that of the silkworm. The more silk that is spins around itself, the less of a chance it has to survive until it finally suffocates itself. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Refrain from greed, for those who were before you perished as a result of greed. Greed commanded them to be stingy and they obeyed. It ordered them into alienation and they obeyed. And it commanded them to sin and they sinned." Imam Ali alaihi salam pointed out the misery which results from coveting when he said, "Avoid greed, for its champion is the chapter of humiliation and exhaustion." Wealth is not everything in man's life, nor does his real happiness lie in collecting money. Nevertheless, many young people make the mistake of believing that money is the most important matter in life. They therefore waste the primes of their life seeking wealth while depriving themselves of everything else. This is a very mistaken way of thinking, and it is one of the reasons behind many people's miseries. We struggle to acquire grand clothes and etc., thinking that they are the ways to happiness, while in fact they only bring disappointment and deprivation to us.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
And the continuation of today's special, What Makes Greedy People Greedy? One of the factors is lack of self-esteem. Lack of self-esteem is the main contributor to greed. When you don't feel good about yourself, you constantly turn to other people to make you feel better. It is an unusual emotion that can only exist in people who are unable to recognize and value what they already have in life, but constantly seek more. This is why they are always searching for ways to get more, so they can contribute to get more things and live as they want. It can be rooted in a fear of not having enough. This might be due to a lack of self-esteem or a fear of not being good enough. Greedy people may also have a compulsive need to acquire and possess things as a way of filling in inner emptiness or seeking validation.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No,
answer of this question is very important, how to avoid greed. One of the answers will be trying to volunteer or give back in some way. Volunteering is a great way to give back and make a difference in your community. It's also a great way to help others, which helps you feel good about yourself and gives you a sense of purpose. Volunteering can be done through volunteer work at home or abroad, or through helping out with an organization that supports the needs of others outside the scope of your own interests, like animal shelters. You may meet new people who share similar interests as yours, and if not, it's always from just getting involved with something. You can learn new skills like cooking, sewing, or gardening that will come in handy later on down the road.
Now, there's a famous hadith during the time of Prophet Isa, Jesus, that one day he was walking with three of his disciples, companions, and they reached a tree. So then he told them, under this tree there is death. He said, what does he mean, death? They searched, they dug a little, they found treasures, gold. They're like, what does this guy mean? Isa, there's death. This is life, this is not death, right? Gold. So they were three people. Isa said, I'm going to go do something and I'll come back in a couple of hours. So there are three. One of them went to sleep. Two of them were alive. They're like, you know what? We're three people and there's this much amount of gold. If we kill this third guy, right? If we kill this third guy, then we can have all the money for ourselves. Us too. Like, less people to share the gold with. So they liked the idea. So he woke up. He said, I'm going to go get some food for us. So as he was getting the food, they conspired that when he comes, we take the food, we kill him, and we share the gold just between us. Now, what did this guy think? As he was going to get the food, he's like, you know what? If all this gold is just for me, that's much better. I don't have to share it with these two people. So he put some poison in that food. He brought it, yalla, let's eat. As soon as he got there, they took the food, and then they killed him. They sat down. And to sit and eat the food. They ate the food with the poison, they fell and died. All three of them died fighting over that gold. Isa comes back, he sees his three companions are dead and the gold is untouched. So he revives them. Remember, the Quran says Isa was given a power, a miracle, that he could revive the dead. So he revived them. He told them, didn't I tell you that this is death, this will kill you? That money will kill you, gold will kill you? Why didn't you listen to me? And they said, yes, we should have known better.
And that was all, of course, for this episode of today's special, which will start under the title of greed in Islamic point of view. Inshallah, we continue to know about this topic more and more. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings and have a nice time.
We turn to you day and night, seeking ways from wrong to right. We turn to you in prayer and vow, not knowing all the deeds we do. We turn favors, increasing in their flavors. We turn to you in sheer delight, for truth never strong to fight.